Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Francisco Marte is the president of the Bodega and Small Business Group, represents thousands of New York City bodegas, and in this press release says they were honored to host President Donald J. Trump at the Blue Moon Bodega in Manhattan, where Jose Alba was arrested for simply defending himself and his business against a convicted felon. He joins us right now. Francisco Marte, welcome to 98.9 WORD.
Thank you very much for having me in your show.
Absolutely. So the Bodega and Small Business Group, you write here, appreciates President Trump's support on behalf of tougher enforcement for retail thieves. Tell me about that. In New York City.
Yes, well, you know, we've been facing a lot of crimes. Since 2020, we've been having a whole group of elected officers that they be calling for the defund the police, leaving the criminals out, and we are fighting. We've been fighting against that. So right now, we really appreciate that Donald Trump come to the bodegas. I mean, not Donald Trump, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, come to the bodegas, and he see what the man that was defending himself from the felony convicted guys, and then the Jose Alba, he was charged with murder charge. So things that we did a lot of fight, and everyone's come together and demanding free Jose Alba, and we got him the charge. But we really need the support of a president like Donald Trump, that he's pro law and order. And he always supporting the small business and the bodega. So the bodegueros, they are very happy with the business that he did, and the supermarket as well, because we work very closely with the bodega and the supermarket owners, and the majority of them, they really love Donald Trump. And they know that Donald Trump will help the mayors of New York to bring down the crime. And I really appreciate that Donald Trump said that once he be elected, he will work with the governor and the mayor of New York to fix the problem with the violence.
That's great, because, I mean, I couldn't believe I read this here in your press release. Legislative Democrats in New York State have formally rejected Governor Kathy Hochul's proposal to make it a felony for assaulting a retail worker, a reflection of how the party remains split over criminal justice issues. How do you reject making it a felony to assault a retail worker, especially after this man was almost murdered and his only crime was defending himself? Can you tell us about that? That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, and that's what we say. Like the representative legislation, any legislation that the governor or the mayor they propose to help the retailers. They come up and they reject it. I don't understand how the speaker, Carl Hastings, for almost all of New Yorkers, Carl Hastings is the worst. He's a partner with a criminal. He's a very soft on crime, and he's against anything to give punish. So I don't understand how he said that he doesn't believe that punishing or putting more charge to a criminal is the solution. So I don't know what is his solution, but what I think is that the solution that they have, the the progress is leaving the criminal out and be charging the working class, the business class. When we have any problems, we are the one we are arresting.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible. The majority, Andrea Cousin too, she have a huge problems and crime in Junger where she represented. And she never do nothing against the crime.
That's incredible. And of course, you're talking about poor Jose Alba, who's an older man, literally just defending himself against a guy who wants to kill him. And he is put in Rikers. He's charged with attempted murder. You had to embarrass Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor there, into dropping those charges. So watching, and we hear the news out of New York every day, how innocent retailers are being brutalized by these criminals that are let out again and again. So how does it feel when when Alvin Bragg, your DA, finally finds somebody he wants to prosecute, uses 12 prosecutors on the case, and it's not a guy who attempts to murder a bodega clerk or owner, it's Donald Trump for making an accounting error? How does that make you feel?
Oh, great. I tell you, that was great. We really appreciate them and his support that he came to give us. You know, President Donald Trump is a great man. And the best is the way how you can feel when you are around him. You know, he make you feel like so normal. He got a very good aura, very good vibes. I mean, we felt so good, me and Carlos Guillaros from NSA also that was there with me. So we felt so good. And the crowd, you could hear the crowd, 4 more years. We need 4 years. So we can see and you can feel the people, what the people want. And that's something that nobody can take it away. The people need him. The people, they want him. They feel that with Donald Trump, the country is more safe. And the city, it will be more safe as well.
Francisco Marte is the president of the Bodega and Small Business Group in New York. Okay, here's what's wild to me. Harlem is not Republican territory. I don't know how much into the politics you are, but I mean, it's not. It should be a hostile place for Trump. That's what was so surprising about seeing people from every walk of life cheering for him out there. What is going on in Harlem? I wouldn't think a hardcore blue area like that would receive Trump like that, but it did. You live in the area. What is going on there?
Well, let me tell you that a couple of hours before the event, we didn't tell no one until Tuesday after 12.
Okay.
So if we would have told them before, The whole Manhattan would be full of people chanting for Donald Trump. The people, they need law and order. And they know that, you know, we be facing a lot of problems, even international. And we know that the best man to handle those problems is Donald Trump.
Wow. And again, you're talking about Harlem. So just real quick, I just want to find out about you. Are you an owner of a bodega? I know you're the president of the association or you obviously are affiliated with them. What have you seen crime-wise? What is it like in New York City?
Yeah, well, I'm the owner. Yes, I got 3 bodegas. And listen, I have been shot myself 3 times before.
You've been shot 3 times?
Yeah, 3 different times.
Damn.
On the late 80s and the 90s. And that's why I be fighting so much and supporting the police, because we need law and order. I know what the crime is. And the difference between now and then was that before, it was consequence. If you was arrested, you're gonna be charged, you're gonna go to jail. And and before you respect the police. Now the people, they don't respect the police. They don't fear about be charging because they know they shoot someone or they do any crime and they're gonna be out quick. So it's no bail, it's nothing. So since they didn't the bail reform, that was something that they create a new wave of criminals. People that they said that it's better off to commit a crime and walk free than be working in a legal job.
Unbelievable. Well, I hope that the Democrats there in Harlem and in New York City finally hear your voice and decide, hey, you know, putting innocent people in prison for refusing to die, which is what they tried to do to Jose Albo, is not the way forward. And I really hope that, you know, DA Alvin Bragg goes back to prosecuting crime, not politics. Francisco Marti, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Tara Show, 98.9 WORD.
Thank you very much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Michelle Woodhouse is the afternoon host on WPTF in North Carolina. She joins us now. Always enjoy talking to Michelle. Hey.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Doing great. Wow. So many crazy things going on today. And, you know, just like you, I can't believe this onslaught of ads that presented Democrats and Joe Biden as the calming, sane force that are going to protect all our rights.
It's really amazing. Last night I was streaming as a Michigan native who is now relocated to North Carolina. I was watching the State of the City address from Detroit last night. And it was amazing. First of all, the Democrats know Michigan's on the table because Joe Biden's name was mentioned no less than seven times by the sitting mayor, and given all the credit for the revitalization of Detroit, with a very clear dig to Donald Trump in his State of the City. But during that streaming, a half dozen commercials came on. It was the same exact commercial presenting Joe Biden as the one who's going to protect your right to abortion, protect your right to IVF, be the calming force for our allies abroad. That was, I laughed out loud when I saw that component of the commercial.
Yeah, really.
And then went straight to images of January 6th and presented Donald Trump using the word dictator, and that he would be the chaotic force that America just wouldn't be able to tolerate for four more years. And I think this is their message. We're seeing it running commercials, especially here in North Carolina, being such an important battleground state. We know that we have the most expensive gubernatorial race, the most expensive attorney general races upcoming. But Biden has been here at least six times in the last month. Kamala Harris has been here multiple times. Fascinating that we don't have key Democrats that are running in statewide elections campaigning with them, yet they're here. Donald Trump will be here on Saturday back in Wilmington. So the ads are already quite vicious, and the presentation is, you know, sweet Joe Biden is going to protect everything from your uterus to Israel, and Donald Trump is the devil incarnate, is basically their message.
Yeah, and you will have the freedom to have an abortion up till birth, as we know, Michelle, but no other freedom. Your First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment rights pretty much finished under the Democrat, but they will let you abort your child, you know, if you ask nicely. That's their whole campaign.
That is 100% their campaign. And it is, Donald Trump is horrible. He's bad. He's you know, he is going to destroy America. And it's all about protecting the right to abortion. And that they know that's their winning message, because Republicans are still struggling with how to combat that pro-life messaging. Republicans cannot seem to get out of their own way as it relates to that, and cannot stay focused on delivering a message of promise and prosperity to the American people. There's too much infighting that's continuing to happen in the House. We have a slim majority of one and they can't quit fighting with one another while our border is wide open. You and I have discussed this over and over. Those 13 million illegal immigrants are not here for the 24 election. They are here for the census.
Yeah.
And they are here to forever change the landscape of Congress.
Yeah, and amnesty absolutely would do that. And you're right, that we're looking at, Mike Johnson's looking at having a one vote margin because Republicans are just too lily-livered. The Democrats figured out, hey, what, we got 7, 8, 9 votes? We'll just buy them all off. We'll just get the rhinos, offer them, you know, good gigs if they just resign before, you know, the deadline to appoint a person to fill them by their governor. And we'll just whittle away at the majority. And what's incredible to me, Michelle, is there's no way Democrats would give into this. Oh, we'll just buy you off with a good gig. But Republicans, I mean, I guess if we win the majority, we don't even get to have the majority because the Democrats will just buy the rhinos off. They'll resign and the Democrats are back in power. It's so frustrating. But you know, you said the one vote margin has thrown the House into full chaos. Tell us about that.
Well, I think the House was already in chaos. I mean, let's go back to even when Kevin McCarthy was elected speaker, 14 votes. You had tremendous division. Republicans put someone in like McCarthy, who had never held a leadership position in the House before. And as soon as he is ousted, he takes his ball and leaves, goes back to California, abandons the 750,000 constituents that he has in Bakersfield. Those people now don't have a congressman to help them get assistance with the VA. They don't have a member of Congress if their kid wants to go to West Point to get the letter of commendation that they need. He abandoned his constituents because his feelings were hurt. And then we've watched it happen. Gallagher does the same thing. He gets bought off to go get a great gig and he leaves. We have watched it happen. The weakness of Republicans is what I think we are starting to see. I think you're seeing it in South Carolina. We are seeing it in North Carolina. Particularly, you're seeing it in Western North Carolina, where I know you have so many listeners and you'll be there in a couple weeks. We'll be together in an event. There is a groundswell uprise going on with grassroots Republicans saying we must elect America first from the bottom of the ballot in our communities to the top of the ballot. We need people who are going to have a spine and stand firmly and do things instead of continuing to take a knee to the other side of the aisle, because Democrats don't take a knee to Republicans, but my word, do we take a knee to them over and over
I know.
And over again.
You know, and I'm really frustrated this morning. I mean, the last total bill I could fund for the Trump wall, which as we know was not completed, was $11 billion. The money Mike Johnson right now, our supposed Speaker of the House, is proposing to send to Gaza, which can only be reviewed as a reward for doing October 7th. We weren't going to give it to them before. Now we are. That's how they'll see it, is half the price of Trump's wall, almost $6 billion. I mean, what? And $300 million for Ukraine for border security? Are you kidding me? What do we get? And this is under a GOP speaker. He bent over to the FBI, cast the tie-breaking vote. We could have had warrants to protect us from the FBI spying, which we know has been done. Over 19,000 GOP donors made the mistake of donating. That means the FBI and their contractors have been through your personal file on the NSA database. I mean, who is this Mike Johnson guy? What is he doing?
Well, and if people need to know, these things are really happening.
I know.
When I ran for Congress in the 11th Congressional District, I was audited. My parents received a letter from the IRS. When I went after Kevin McCarthy and then North Carolina chair, now RNC chair, with facts on Twitter, my account was completely suspended.
Wow.
No ability to protest. These wow. things, and I'm a woman who lives in Hendersonville, North Carolina, who happens to have a radio show in Raleigh and likes to speak the truth, just like you do. And so these things are real. Going after the Fourth Amendment, these things are real. And your listeners are smart. They know this. Iran attacked Israel buying weapons with a plane load of money that Barack Obama gave them.
I know. And Joe continues to give them to this day.
And Joe continues to give them to this. Israel is our number one ally. And the United States has funded the attacks that they had in October and the recent attacks from Iran, that's just fact. And we know it's fact. And we wonder why grassroots Republicans or conservatives who identify as Republicans or vote as Republicans, but true Americans who are sitting at their kitchen table this morning or they're at work right now are thinking, what can I do? Which group do I elect? Because I know what the Democrats stand for. The Republicans, again, just continue to take a knee, are wishy-washy on key platform issues, and continue to disappoint and abandon. What are Americans supposed to do? Because they're hurting. Your listeners, my listeners, $15,000 more a year for the same goods and services under Biden as they paid for under Trump.
I know.
13 million illegals invading our country. It's not a matter of if we are attacked on our soil. It's a matter of when.
You know what I would do right now, Michelle? Republicans, as you know, because you've run a campaign before in North Carolina, so have I. Republicans need a war room. Like, they need talking points like the Democrats have nationally. I don't think they even have that. We have no message right now.
Correct. Right. If you were to ask, even at the RNC level, if you were to say to Michael Whatley and Laura Trump, what is the mission statement? What is the vision? You know, if you were to ask across 50 state chairs, where do we stand on these issues on the platform? What are you doing from a ground game standpoint to get out the vote? We just had a huge primary here in North Carolina, lowest voter turnout that we've had in a decade. We have a runoff forthcoming, three Republican runoffs here in North Carolina. We anticipate voter turnout that will be abysmal. People are feeling disenfranchised. They're disgusted and disappointed. Republicans have an incredible opportunity to deliver a message of hope with a very, very clear vision. Democrats are running on two things, abortion and I'm not Donald Trump. Does it make it too hard to know what the enemy is doing and how to combat it? But Republicans just cannot seem, there's no one driving the bus. There's no leadership from the top, and it continues to hurt us. It's why we didn't have the red wave in 22, and it concerns me deeply going into 24.
It does me too, and I think a lot of that, though, is just the leftover stink of Ronna Romney McDaniel, who I'm convinced was there at the RNC to undermine the Republican Party on behalf of her uncle, who's a hateful individual. So, you know, I want to give Lara Trump in the new leadership at least some time to catch up, because she spent more money on flower arrangements than she did updating voter files. I mean, that's the only thing you need to know. But you know what makes me excited? If we can figure out how to capture it by the election, oh my gosh, I mean, if you watch the uncut video, Michelle, of that bodega press conference, I mean, it makes my heart leap. I mean, these people are in the street. They are every age and gender and minority status you can imagine. And they are cheering and they're singing God Bless America. And there's NYPD in the crowd and they're doing it too. And the energy is unbelievable. It's there, Michelle. We just got to tap into it, but it is there.
Absolutely. And people are hungry to get involved. They want to save their country. They want to turn the ship. And it's not a shortage of workers. It's not a shortage of people who believe in the vision. It is not that. It is a shortage of leadership giving the message. And I agree, let's watch and see what Michael Whatley and Laura Trump do, but we are up against it. We don't have time to wait and see in many ways. We've got to be, we are way behind in fundraising. We are way behind in cleaning up the voter rolls. We are way behind in our getting out the vote effort. We are way behind in mobilization, and we've got to get to work quickly.
Amen to that, Michelle Woodhouse. You can find her on WPTF Afternoons. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Tara Show, 98.9 WORD. After 3 years in office, Joe Biden says he wants to put tariffs on Chinese steel. What does that tell you? They're worried. What would they be worried about? They're worried that they cannot manufacture enough ballots to beat Donald Trump. That's what they're worried about. What that tells you is they're worried about a landslide. In a close race, the manufacturer battle, the ballots will win every time. Biden is proposing steel tariffs on Chinese steel. That will never happen under a Joe Biden presidency. Let me say, he's just running his mouth. No, you're not going to do that to China. He can't. China owns Hunter. They've got the receipts for the money. They even, remember at one point, helped, because the Bidens aren't the brightest, helped, according to the New York Post, Hunter Biden launder the money, the Chinese money, because he wasn't smart enough to do that to hide it from the IRS. Because remember, he wanted to use the money to join sex clubs. It was that money. So, I mean, they got all the compromise. Joe Biden ain't going to do anything to China. And China knows that. They know. They've got all of the transfers. They've got everything. They've got a much better folder than James Comer will ever have, full of Biden law breaking, most especially tax evasion. Because when you take that money from China, remember, it's illegal to take the money from China if you're not a registered foreign agent. Joe wasn't, neither were the members of his family, neither was Hunter. So what? You can't report it to the IRS because taking it was a crime. If you don't report it to the IRS, guess what? You're money laundering. So the second the money is transferred, they own you. So this isn't them trying to curry influence. They own you. You've committed a crime with them. That's why they gave you the money. And they give you the money for this. Headline, China fueling U.S. fentanyl crisis by subsidizing key chemicals. Subsidizing key chemicals. Enriching companies tied to drug trafficking. So China has been directly causing the deadly fentanyl crisis ravaging communities. Folks, the number one cause of death for my entire adult lifetime, 18 to 45, has always been auto accidents. Always. Not now, it's fentanyl. It's not even drugs general. It's fentanyl specifically. This is mass murder. Can you imagine over 100,000 bodies lined up? Because that's what it looked like. And yet, until recently, we couldn't even get Joe Biden to mention fentanyl to his friend, Chairman Xi, who he keeps telling us is his friend. But, you know, they traveled together 1,700 miles or something, but it never happened. The House Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party noted in a 64-page document that many of the substances involved in the production of fentanyl are illegal under Chinese law and have no known legal use worldwide. But Beijing continues to provide subsidies for them solely for exporting these deadly synthetic narcotics out of China, where they're sending them here. This is mass murder. And you know what's crazy? We live in a world now where Iran, China, they know they can kill Americans. Hamas killed 30 of us on October 7th. They know they can kill Americans. And our leaders don't care. I mean, folks, that Mike Johnson and the Democrats would consider giving enough money to Gaza, to Hamas, because that's who you're giving it to complete the Trump border wall. The amount of money they're talking about right now, it hasn't passed yet, but they're proposed to send to Hamas, because Hamas is the government of Gaza. They were elected. The amount of money he's sending to Hamas, that is half the price of Trump's wall. Almost $6 billion. Humanitarian aid. There's only 2 million of them. I mean, what the heck? What the heck? And they won't even give back the damn hostages. They still have 6 hostages. They killed 30 of us on October 7th. Think about this for a minute. Think about it the way Hamas thinks about it. Because we killed all these Americans and all of those Jews, 1,300 of them, because we killed them, we are going to get $6 billion we wouldn't have had otherwise. Let's kill some more. It's a reward. You can't look at it any other way. Especially not when, look, folks don't understand, Hamas is not a terror group that happens to be in Gaza. Hamas is the elected government of Gaza. And they're a terror group. They average about 70% support from the population when they're not killing them. And even despite killing them, really, they don't seem to care. The panel noted, despite having having advanced techno-totalitarian surveillance, the most advanced techno-totalitarian surveillance state in human history, China has repeatedly looked the other way from the manufacture and export of fentanyl. Now we find out they're subsidizing it. But they are mass murdering us right in front of our faces. They are. And that's because they can. They own Joe Biden. They own Joe Biden. It's unbelievable. It really is. Meanwhile, but folks, even more clips are coming up of this lunatic, Catherine Marr, explaining it. The First Amendment is a problem because it gets in the way of her censoring people, revealing that she censored WikiLeaks when she was the CEO for the government. And then this one, man, I could do a whole show on this one. I won't, but I could do a whole show on it. Talking about we really shouldn't have reverence for the truth. Again, this woman is the CEO now of NPR. We shouldn't have reverence for the truth because if you tell people the truth, it's hard to get agreement.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
See? That's it. Every liberal publication operates now, didn't used to, but now under that premise. The truth is a problem. It prevents unity. What is unity? Total control. Total iron-fisted control by us. That's unity. Unity is when the only people talking all are talking off the same script. Why? Because everybody else is afraid to open their mouth. That's the unity she's selling right there. And she's got your tax dollars. She's running NPR. You know what the funniest thing about this is? She's a new CEO. She's come over from Wikipedia, right? And Yuri Berliner makes the mistake of telling the truth. We screwed up on Russia collusion. We believed Adam Schiff. When we found out that Hillary Clinton made up Russia collusion, and it was never real. We buried it. We never told our listeners. We never told our followers. When we found out that Hunter Biden's laptop was real and not Russia propaganda, we buried it. We never told our followers. And as a punishment for telling the truth, he's suspended for 5 days. You can't make this up. For his honesty, he's suspended for 5 days. He is being punished for telling the truth. That's all you got to know about the left. Just another day in California shows you where the country's going. Democrats rejected a bill authored by Senator Shannon Groves, the state legislature in California, to make the buying of children for sex a felony. Hijacked her bill, forcing hostile amendments by denying Groves' efforts to protect 16 and 17-year-old children from being purchased as part of commercial sex trafficking. So this is to clear the way for the cartels because they're bringing them in, right? As the Democrats go, oh, did we lose 80,000 to the New York Times? So sorry. Yeah. Oh, that's a problem. Hey, you know what? We'll just end DNA testing at the border. So we can't tell if it's her dad or her pimp because you know what? That leaves a trail. All these things are connected, folks. When you watch Democrats, they just declined to the Biden administration to renew the DNA testing at the border, the contract, they let it lapse. Why? So they're not DNA tested. Why? Because then we don't know if it's your pimp or your cartel sex runner or your dad bringing you across the border. We'll just pretend it's your dad. That's the last chance we have to save these girls. A lot of them are kidnapped from Guatemala, Peru, places like that, especially rural areas, and they're brought up here against their will and their parents' will. So you want to cover that up, make it go away, you get rid of the DNA test. And then you make sure that it's not a felony to sell them. It's a favor to the cartels. I can't imagine what this is worth. Again, New York Times, not me, 80,000 children have been brought into this country to work as slaves, many of them. They're either working in factories at night or God knows what else. Under the amended bill now, solicitation of 16, 17-year-olds will remain a misdemeanor. Punishable by as little as 2 days in jail or up to a $10,000 fine. This is a special kind of sick. While, as Michelle Woodhouse was saying earlier on the show, Democrats are running ads saying they're the ones who are going to bring us normal. Well, what kind of normal? This kind of normal. This is normal for the Democrats. Yes, we should buy and sell children in America. Wow, just a misdemeanor. Like stealing a tube of toothpaste, right? Unbelievable. All right, we'll be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Check out my Battleground America podcast. It is not loading. I know. I am so sorry. You can always find it pinned at the top of my social media, Twitter, Facebook, Gab, Getter, and we'll hopefully get that fixed.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.